Alright, what's up, yo? This is Devolve Daily, Tuesday, March 2024. Yo, what's up? Default Daily, Telephonic. This is Decoder. Opening music, Sepultura, Troops of Doom. And that's off of the, what album is that off of, Not Theory?
Got me.
Fuck. Morbid Visions. First fucking album, man. Morbid Visions. That's what we're about here. Morbid Visions at Default Daily. Anyway, welcome everyone to phone number 206-222-5585. And just to let everyone know, the directory is up and running on 206-888-3334, 206-888-3334. So you want to go check out the directory. And, you know, Punchdown got some more Evan Doorbell shit and Mark Benet shit up there.
Craziness.
So you want to go check that crap out. And, yeah, man, this is it. This is fucking Default Daily or something, you know. People stop calling it, man. I mean, on Sunday we didn't do an app, and you know what fucking happened? Nobody's called it since then.
What happened to me, man? I don't call it anymore.
Yeah, man, I don't call it anymore either, except to record it.
Oh, yeah, right, never mind.
Yeah. Ah, man. Oh, you're the first repeat guest on Default Daily,
oh,
by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Right. Lucky 226 in the house.
Oh, yeah. Owned. Lucky, you got owned.
Owned.
Any fucking way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was originally going to do this where we'd have, like, somebody different every day. But just to let the listeners know, I didn't run out of people. I just, like, ran out of people who felt like wanting to do it. So, yeah. That's about the size of it. And, do I have any other numbers to give out?
I don't know.
I don't know if I do. Let me think. Yeah, the directory's up. Fucking. Oh, yeah, if you don't want to call the directory, the old episode guide, which is basically the directory of old Default Daily episodes, if anyone fucking cares, is on 206-333-8984. And you know what? I know everybody's still here at Sepultura in the background, so I'm going to turn it off. That's enough of that. Enough Sepultura. Thank you, Max Cavalera. Everybody give him a hand. Big shout. Fuck. So yeah, if you want to hear the old episodes, call up 206-333-8984, and it'll give you a guide of the phone numbers where they're all located. One day in the future, they'll hopefully be like found online in MP3 format. I don't know who's gonna fucking host that though. I mean, I don't know. It's gonna get big.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. We're gonna stop doing this like next week. Anyway. I have what I call Decoder's Error Message Archive, which is a place where I store, you know, every once in a while I run into an error message, I say, hey, maybe this ain't going to be here forever. So instead of recording it, like, you know, like a normal person, what I do is I three-way a laser voicemail box and fucking put it as the greeting, just to be an idiot. So if you want a list of all the times I did that, if you want a list of all those numbers, you could call up 206-208-5225. And, you know, all these numbers are in the directory. So if you call up the 888-3334, they're all there. And my personal voicemail is 206-333-1942. 206-333-1942. So, yeah, that's about it with the numbers. All right, that's today's episode, everybody.
Sounds great.
Nah, man, we got to do more. You know all that we've been doing lately? Nothing. I haven't been doing shit. I've been trying to get my fucking speakers to work. I mean, my antenna for my FM to work.
And I've been trying to set up my Xbox.
Yeah, that's it. We're not doing anything fucking that great, you know?
Oh, no, wait. I added a touchtone decoder to my Astros box. You guys can call in. And dial at the menu.
Yeah, dial 8 at the menu. The number you're going to want to call so it doesn't pass your ANI is 810-223-0003. And as long as you press star 67, you're fucking made in the shade, baby. That's about it.
What should I say about that?
And then you press 8, and it decodes touch tones. Don't press 9, though. 9 breaks your phone, so don't do that.
Yeah.
And
it'll prompt you for how many seconds you want it to listen for. It'll prompt you for 2 digits. So if you want to listen for, like, 6 seconds, you dial 06.
All right.
It'll say, listening for 6 seconds. And when it beeps, then it's listening.
Sounds fucking good, man.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Now, I gotta get out of here soon, so we're not going to do this too long. So everybody out there listening that is like, man, these people go, like, when the last time you were on Not Theory, we went for, like, 45 minutes. So, no, literally, it was 35 minutes, bro.
Really?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't fucking believe it. It was 35 fucking minutes, maybe a little more. So just let everyone know, I'm about to run to the store, so we ain't going to be on here too fucking long. Yeah, I wanted to get that out. The one thing I did want to talk about was I posted this on the BinRev forums, of course. If you're not online and you're listening to this, that's fucking BinRev, forums.binrev.com. And I posted this little story. It's a story near and dear to my heart. Well, apparently, you know, the new thing is to own these 8675309 numbers. Find out which ones are voicemail, see if they're owned. You know what I'm saying? Ownable, I mean. So, someone I know, let's call him Fortunate 225, right? He called up 425-867-5309, which is, of course, in Redmond, Washington. And if anybody knows, Master, do you know what else is in Redmond, Washington?
Let me just see. Microsoft?
Oh, yeah, Microsoft. You got it. Well, that's what else is there. Well, Fortunate 225 called this up. I don't know who he is, just some guy. He called it up. And he got this thing. And it was a message for something that I know a little bit about. And it goes by the name of Call Intercept. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
These people had Call Intercept in their line. So Lucky took out his copy of 2600 and read this article by some idiot. And he was like, there's an 800 number I can call to try to, like, own their shit. So he called the 800 number. Well, when he answered their number, it said they don't advance, they don't subscribe to advanced services. So Fortunate. 225. So he called on the assistance of some person, let's call him Encoder, right? So Encoder was like, well, they probably don't have that service out there yet, but they have the call intercept. So what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to try to, I don't know, just enter the last 4 digits as the bypass code. And the bypass code is what you would give to friends and family and other important people that maybe wouldn't want to record their name for the call intercept and wait for you to go through the motions of all the prompts that Verizon gives you and just wants it to go through directly. So we enter the last 4. And what do you know? Thank you. Went right through. And it rang a few times.
Sounds good.
And an answering machine picked up. And sure enough, it was a Panasonic brand answering machine. Well, Fortunate 225, I think he has the same exact answering machine. So you know how to work it. He pressed 1-1. And that person got pwned, baby. So here's a person. Here's a guy in Redmond, Washington, home of Microsoft, right, who has these two passcoded, let's say, features. One's a device, one's a feature, but we'll call them both features. He has two passcoded things. That's what we'll call them, things. Two things that are passcoded on his line. And they were both on default, so you know what that guy gets? The double default award.
Oh, is this the first double default award this year?
Yes, this is the first, and it's happened on default daily, which is the first double default award given out to whoever the subscriber is that fucking has 425-867-5309. So shouts to him.
Probably Bill Gates.
It probably is. But whoever it is, Bill Gates, you get the double default award. for having two, not just one, not two separate, but they're both in the same line, and they're both on default. So the double default award. We're going to have a formal ceremony sometime in the coming days. We're going to have, I believe, Rigel 5 lives in the 425 area. And this is on the Kent Rate Center. And I don't think Rigel 5 is too far from Kent. So he's going to go over to this person's house. He's going to present them formally with the double default award. You know what it's going to be, right?
Uh-huh.
It's going to be a kick in the nuts and a punch in the face.
All right.
A double default award. So, Rigel, if you're out there listening, get on it. Get on this guy. Look it up. Start owning him. But, yeah, and the other piece of news on the 8675309 front, what a fucking joke we are, right?
Pitiful.
This is just sad, man. We could be doing something important with our lives. We're not owning people with that number. But this is the last thing I'm going to say before we go, because it's getting late. I really got to get out of here. There's some girl who apparently scans out every NPA, 8675309, and she fucking sings the Jenny song on there. How very fucking extremely original of you. But we're going to own her, and we're going to try to get her on default radio. So look for that in the weeks to come. We might get the girl who has called every single one and left a message on there. We might get her. I don't know. I'm not going to make any promises. This is going to be difficult to own this person. But if we do, she's going to be on it, baby.
Okay, then.
We're going to get her on. And I know this is a sparse episode. Maybe you people didn't want to hear this. Maybe this is fucking dumb, but you know fucking what? I got to go to the store because I got 2 cigarettes left.
Oh, wait. There's one more piece of news.
Oh, God, what?
While Default Daily was going, I finally got my Xbox working.
It's working. It's up and running.
All right. It's got a 200-gig drive and it's lead. All right. Okay.
And that's it. Well, you know, we're out of here. This has been Default Daily for Tuesday, March something or other, 2006, whatever year it is. And I'm Decoder.
And I'm not there.
And we're out. Later.
Begin speaking at the tone. When you're finished, hang up or press pound for more options.